Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Trey Essex joining us, and he's with us right now. Steelers Super Bowl champion, all-around good guy, and a host of the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch. Good morning, Trey. Thanks for making time for us, buddy.
Good morning, fellas. I know I'm a little behind, so my apologies, but as always, it's good to see y'all.
It is great to see you. It's okay. We dovetailed into a conversation about how I was going to wrangle a wild turkey for Thanksgiving, so it all worked out for everybody. Someone, by the way,
still walking around in Pittsburgh. I remember when I was on Grubbs Road, I had like a gang of turkeys in my backyard. So they still do that, right?
Oh yeah,
absolutely. And you can't tell me one of them ain't like the runt of the litter, Dorn.
They don't taste good.
It's a turkey, man.
It doesn't taste good.
You had them before?
I know people who have, and they said that they're real greasy and they have like a weird kind of gamey taste to them.
You need to learn for yourself, Dorn. Can't you take another?
You and me could take out a turkey.
I could definitely take out a turkey.
See,
he could not take out a turkey. He is a turkey.
Trey with us on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. James Harrison really critical of the defensive scheme after the game against the Bears. Trey, as was Patrick Queen, the call was coming from inside the house. I mean, they're running cover three in the red zone, and it gets beat by four verts. They're 10 yards off the ball on a third and five. So many different things. I mean, are you seeing the same stuff that everyone but Mike Tomlin is clearly seeing, Trey?
It's a scheme thing, dude. It's all scheme. It's the talent is there. And for us to have, and I use this analogy, I guess, last week, but it applies every week, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, for us to go out there and play the way we played against a Colts team, for us to play the way we played last week versus one of the hottest offensive teams in the league, in the Bengals last week. And then to come out and just do that, I don't understand. I do understand. It is definitely scheme because the talent is there. And when you have the players come after the game and just say they don't know, when Wilson comes, it's like we're the best defense on one play and then we're not on other plays. Like this is – it points strictly to the coaching and the positions that they're being put in on a play-to-play, game-to-game basis because it's not consistent, and these guys seem to be confused.
Trey, from your estimation, has the offensive line held up enough for the Steelers to have explosive plays? Now, we know that they don't throw that far down the field. They don't throw over the middle of the field, which is the most damning and frustrating thing I've seen in the NFL atmosphere, but has the offensive line held up for the most part for them to do something like that if they wanted to?
I tell you this, Dorn, they've more than held up, man. They played well on Sunday. And that was the biggest question mark coming into this game. And they, granted, did not have a fast start to the season, but each week in and week out, they've improved. And now I think they're playing their best ball. So they're more than holding up. They're creating opportunities for us offensively. We ran the ball extremely well. Now, granted, a lot of our plays were chunk plays. They had a big 50-yard run with Gainwell on the fake tush push. But, no, they were grinding these guys out. And Arthur Smith did a good job. I am critical in the rhythm of his play calling sometimes, not reading the room sometimes when I think we are gashing them and you want to throw in a play action pass on first down that we get a sack on, and then you try to run inside zone on the next play. Some of it's a rhythm thing that I think he could improve upon. But by and large, this offensive line is playing some really good ball right now across the board. Broderick, a guy we've been very critical of, played his butt off this weekend before he went out with that injury. I'm about three quarters of the way through film of grading the offensive line. But to your question, Doran, they are more than holding their end of the bargain.
Trey Essex, two-time Super Bowl champion, host of the Snap Count Show with Charlie Batch, our guest here on this Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Thoughts on Darnell Washington being asked to block Montez Sweat one-on-one?
He blocked him. That particular sack that on the first one. I haven't gotten to the second one.
Yeah, the first one was the one where Rudolph kind of escaped into the pressure, didn't he?
Yeah, he kind of escaped into the pressure, stepped in, and this is not Mason's strong point. He is not going to extend plays that often. He had that 1 2-yard scramble earlier, but I don't give that first sack to Darnell. I got to watch the second one. But, I mean, I would trust him to block anybody. So I don't have a huge issue for it. But you wouldn't want, typically speaking, your tight end blocking their best defensive end. But if anybody could do it, it's Darnell. So knowing him, knowing I don't mind him being put in this position, sometimes you just get got. The first time, it wasn't his problem. Second time, maybe. And I'll watch it here in a little bit. He just got. And that's fine. I mean, I'll live with Darnell Washington blocking most guys on the defensive end.
Trey, you referred to the team as Jekyll and Hyde, and I totally agree. Would it shock you if they beat the Bills on Sunday?
Nope.
Right.
And the Bills are very beatable right now, too. Right. They are not the Bills from even last year or the year before. Even though you got the X factor in Josh Allen, who scares me to death with this defense. But I would not be surprised if we came out and we were whoever is the good person in Jekyll and Hyde. I think Jekyll's the bad person, right? We'll be Hyde on Sunday.
That's a great question.
Right. I think. It's Dr. Jekyll, so I think the doctor's probably a mad
scientist. Doctor's a good guy, and Mr. Hyde.
I think Jekyll is a scientist, mad scientist, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, that sounds right.
I mean, so Dr. Jekyll, he got his PhD. Mr. Hyde, I mean, not a learned man.
Not a learned man at all. So, but yeah, man, I would not be surprised you come out and play a good game, but I wouldn't be surprised if he put up a stinker. That's just how we are right now. We don't know what we're going to get. I think Mark put it best in his summary of the game. We don't know who we're going to be game to game, series to series, play to play. Like, it could look completely good one play, and then the next, yeah.
Are you talking about Caboli?
Yeah.
Man, I didn't know anybody read that stuff. All right,
it's
Trey.
It's a long read.
It is long, and then I click out of it, and then it's gone. And I got to go back and find it again and scroll for days. Trey, we appreciate your time as always, man. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you next week.
Good stuff, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well. Oh, real quick before you go, I need to know favorite dishes. What's the number one Thanksgiving dish for you guys?
Sweet potato pie.
That's for you. Macaroni and cheese.
Okay. All right, fellas. Carbs all day. I love it.
What about you?
Yeah.
I'm a fried turkey guy.
Oh, yeah.
And anything with gravy.
Yes.
Oh, I'm a gravy guy. I put gravy on everything.
I'm making three fried turkeys. Three of them.
I love it. Did you use the Cajun injection butter?
No, but I could do that. Yeah. Send me that.
I'm going to send that to you. It's this Creole butter that you inject, and it's absolutely amazing.
Yo,
it'll change your life.
Yes. Send that to me, please.
Thank you, Trey.
I got you, brother. Have a good one.
Thanks, you Trey. Too. What a guy.
Yep.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.